Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Working miracles. We pray that you touch right now
Let your spirit prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Bind the works of Satan. Cast out all malady of illness. Fix it today, oh Lord. Look on Otis Jr. Touch his body right now, Lord. Have mercy on him. Give him another chance, oh Lord.
Good
to call on your name and seek your face. Help him to turn from his way and give his life unto you before it's too late.
Do
help
it.
Him, Jesus. Save him to the uttermost.
Amen.
I pray that you look on India West. Touch her, oh Lord. Give
her
strength. Help her to endure, Lord. Look on her parents. Touch their minds, oh Lord. Give them a mind to want to do what is right and pleasing in your sight. Bind Satan and its works. Cast him out, oh Lord. He seeks to hinder the day, but our trust is in you, and we know you're able to take us through. Bless us in a special way. In the name of Jesus, take full control today. Touch every soul that is listed on the prayer list. Pray that you look on Muhammad. Touch him, oh Lord. Encourage his heart. Help him to get his life back to you. Help him, oh Lord, to continue to
help
your face and to pray in the name of Jesus.
Name
I pray, Lord Jesus, that you look on Evangelist Amin's family. We pray that you touch them, oh Lord. We pray that you lift the burdens of their heart. Help them, oh Lord, to get through this bereavement. We know you can do it. Thou art a caring God. Thou art a burden bearer, and we are looking to you, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Look on the Holmes family. We pray that you will touch them right now. Get the burdens of their heart, oh Lord. Take them through their hour of bereavement. Help them to look to you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless your people on every hand. All those who are going through tests and trials, those who are dealing with situations in their lives that only you can deliver. We are trusting you today, Lord. We pray that you will fix it for them. Have your way and let your will be done, oh Lord. Move, Lord, in every situation, in every home, in every institution, in the name of Jesus. Go into the hospital, the nursing home. Have mercy, oh Lord. Go into the battered shelters. Have mercy on the people. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord. Name of Jesus, we are trusting you today, and we know that you are able to do the work. We know that you are able to deliver. You said you would deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, cast the sins into the sea of forgetfulness and remember them no more. Have mercy today, Jesus.
Mercy
let
right
your
now.
People go free. Help them to serve you, to worship you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for redeeming us.
Thank you,
bringing
right
us
now.
Back
yes.
unto you.
Thank you,
we thank you for your mercy today. We thank you for looking down on us with
thank
a compassionate and pitiful eye. We thank you for the mercy you bestowed upon us. We don't deserve it. We didn't do anything. But it was you, oh Lord. It was your mercy and your love that brought us this far. And we thank you for it. We pray that you continue to go with us. Stand by us. Bless this broadcast. Bless every soul and every request.
Jesus.
We pray that you will deliver, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to bless her, anoint her, sing your word. Have your way. In thy name the praise and the glory and honor belong unto you. And we thank you today. We thank you. Thank you.
We thank
oh,
you,
yes,
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you for your mercy, oh Lord. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for how you changed minds. Thank you how you changed hearts. Thank you, oh Lord.
Thank you.
Continue to bless. Continue to
add
more faith. And speak to our hearts and minds and our souls, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now.
And
in this prayer we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle. Thank God for the touch. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer Pastor Louis Marshall, Sr., who was the pastor of Victory Temple, located in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 76th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 76th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. And it reads, "In Judah is God known, his name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle, and his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword, and the battle, Selah. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled, they have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven, and the earth feared and was still, when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth, Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth." Thank God for the word, the 76th number of Psalm, the first chapter, the 12th verses throughout its entirety. And I just want to let you all know that our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, title one school and one is O-N-E. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling a little bold, you have a testimony you'd like to share, a song you'd like to sing, an encouraging word you'd like to give, or if you have a prayer request, you can definitely call our guest call in number. You do not have to wait. You can call right now if you like and put yourself on mute. Our guest call in number is 978-990-5270. That's 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you need a little courage, encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle hosts, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Sheila Hameen. I'm on there as well at 701-802-5175. Forgive me. I believe we have a different number now, and I just need to update my notes here. So that number is 945-218-0218. And the access code is 58481. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer service on Wednesdays. And you can go to 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, and be blessed of the Lord. And also on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Mark Colbeth hosts the There's Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377, and that access code is 5672574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple hosts on the afternoon service.
Sunday evening service. Forgive me, via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Minister Emmanuel Hoge teamed up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer Moves Network at 339-209-6891. And the 60th Annual Convocation Revival of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God is scheduled to be held October 3rd through the 9th. That is tomorrow, October 3rd is, through the 9th, 10 o'clock a.m. It's actually in a hybrid setting. So the morning services Tuesday through Saturday will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. in person at 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey. And the 7 o'clock p.m. services will be held via teleconference. On Tuesday through Saturday, and also on at 7 o'clock p.m. on Monday. 7 o'clock p.m. Monday is actually the pre-musical, and the teleconference number to call for 7 o'clock p.m. services, 508-924-2348. And we'll continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. So added to our prayer list is Otis Smith Jr. This is the son of Elder Otis Smith. We called him Junior growing up, I remember. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved home, the bereaved home family. That's Sister Cheryl's mother-in-law passed away. The bereaved Mormon Fuller family. That's Evangelist Cummings, my mom's first cousin and my second cousin. We want to continue to pray for Jeff and Jen Granich, for Dee Dee Joe Hansen, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family. Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Brother Eric DeBose, Erica Humming, Cleo Jones, Ola May and Wayne, Mrs. Connie Brown, who lost her, who lost Ernie Brown, lost her husband, the bereaved Brown family. Pray for them, Alicia Charleston and family, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the bereaved Briggs family, Deacon Alexander Jones, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her husband, Todd Johnson, Kenny Huff, Bishop Bird and family, Missionary Gracie White and the Brief White family, Sister Marcel Horsey and the Brief Horsey family, Titus Edmund Sr., Eve Allen Sr., pray a special prayer for him, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, the Brief Williams Edmund family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, the Parham family, Amor Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the bereaved Anderson family, Muhammad Hamid family, Robin Mante, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all the bereaved families and all the names that I didn't call. We don't take your name off, but we just keep it on there. But if I didn't call your name, we're still praying for you. And all those affected by COVID, continue to keep those souls in prayer. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And before I turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist, I just want to sing just a small portion of this song. Feed me, guide me along the way, for if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. I am weak and I need thy strength and power to help me over my weakness. Thou, thy guide me through the darkness. Thy face to see. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Amen. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Maybe she's on mute.
Thank the Lord for the word of God that was read and also for that beautiful selection that came through Dr. Khadija Hameen. That was a timely song that she sang. Lead me.
Yes,
oh, Lord, guide me. Praise the Lord. We got to be led of the Spirit of God. The Bible
Amen.
Said as many as are led by the Spirit of God,
mm-hmm.
they are the sons of God.
Amen.
And if we
right.
let the Lord lead us, we will never go wrong. But if
Amen.
We move, sometimes we move on our own, we move hastily, and it's really not the Lord leading us, it's us. We're moving fast, but
yes,
we
yes.
have to let the Lord lead us in everything. We go before the Lord, acknowledge him first, and then let him lead you what to do, which way to go, what to say. And I thank
mm-hmm.
God also for the beautiful passages of scriptures that were read and how that it was saying, vow and pay unto the Lord your God. Glory to God. If we vow unto the Lord, we're going to have to pay that vow.
All right,
and,
yeah.
And Solomon said, offer unto God, give and pay thy vows to the Most High and call upon him in the day of trouble. And he said, I will for thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Beautiful,
yes,
beautiful
Lord.
Passages of scripture. And it also coincides with the message that we had on today. And the
All
song
right.
that was sang on today, I made a vow unto the Lord. Glory to God. I thank God. God knows what we
yeah.
need of. So, brothers mm-hmm. and sisters, I want to encourage you to pay your vow unto the Most High God. And in the time of trouble, when we get in trouble, we can call on the Lord, and he will answer our prayer. So be encouraged. Whatever you're going through, affliction, bereavement, sickness, down times, whatever you're going through, trust in the Lord, and the Lord will work it out for you. And now, at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour. We thank God for the word that came through on Friday night. A soul was blessed, and we thank God for what he has done. And we are going to pray that the Lord will have his way on today as we present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Dr. Sheila Hameen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayer and the opening scripture and that beautiful selection. Also, those beautiful, encouraging words coming to Evangelist May. I thank God for this day, and I do give honor to the Lord and to whom honor is due. So happy that you took the
yes.
time to join us on this broadcast tonight, or rather to tune in with us. And at this time, we're going to prepare to go to the Word of God. And before we go to the scriptures, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your name. Oh, God, we call upon you, Lord, to speak unto us, to minister to our souls, Lord, to bless us through your word. Have your way, oh, God, and let your holy will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us turn our attention to the book of St. Mark, the 11th chapter. Now, I don't have very much on this afternoon. Praise the Lord, but I do intend to let God have his way. So let us go to St. Mark, the 11th chapter, verses 11 through 14, and also verses 19 through 24. And the scripture reads, "And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, but the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of these hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, says unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Amen. We thank God for the reading of the Word of God, and thus I have read to you from the King James Version Bible. Praise the Lord. On this afternoon, the title of this message is God Specializes in Things Impossible with Man. And the theme is Have Faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for these verses of scripture. And Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. And when he approached Jerusalem to enter into Jerusalem, the people began to put down the palms of trees and their garments so that he could pass over. And this was his triumphal entry into Jerusalem because it was nearing the time for his crucifixion. However, when he got into Jerusalem, he went into the temple and he looked round about upon all things, and about this time it was the eventide, and he went out of Jerusalem or from that area unto Bethany with the 12. Those were the only disciples he had with him when he went to Bethany. But the next day when he came back, he was hungry. And so looking and seeing this fig tree afar off that had leaves, he thought maybe he could get something to eat from that fig tree. But when he went there and found nothing but leaves, no figs, Jesus cursed the fig tree. And one thing about God does things with purpose because he is intentional. So Jesus spoke directly to the fig tree in the 14th verse, and Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. So it was intentional. It was meant for them to hear what Jesus did and said to this fig tree. To hear what he said. He spoke the word, and he spoke it with authority. And at his word, the fig tree had to obey. No doubt they were wondering what was going to become of the Jesus had cursed it. Perhaps they didn't see anything at that moment, but they passed on and went to the city. Or rather, when Jesus came, he went out of the city. And so the next morning, as they passed by, they saw that fig tree. But in between time, Jesus had gone into the temple back at Jerusalem, and things were all out of order. But he set things in order because they were in there. They had the table set up. They were selling doves, and they had the money changers, and Jesus set things in order and let them know what the scripture says, that God wanted his house to be a house of prayer for all people, and they had made it a den of thieves. So when he corrected this and he set things in order, they were going out of the city and passed by where that fig tree was. When they saw it that time, it was dried up from the roots. It was completely dried up. And Peter, calling to remembrance, began to say to the Lord, saying, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And that leads me to believe that this fig tree is symbolic of the branch that Jesus spoke about in St. John, the 15th chapter, when he said in the second verse, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, plucked up by the root, dried up. And also Jesus said in the St. John 15 and 16, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. That means that there is no possibility whatsoever of them ever coming back, to be cast into the fire and burned, incinerated, obliterate, done. It's over. Hallelujah. And so when Jesus cursed that fig tree, his words were that no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. How long is forever? It's as long as God lives, and we know God will never, ever . So that is eternity, all eternity. No more fruit from that tree. It was completely from the root, dried up from the root. Praise be to God. But I thank God because Jesus began to encourage his disciples. He intended for them to see those actions. And another thing about the fig tree that reminds me of those who appear to be something that they are not. The fig tree had leaves on it, so it appeared that it was bearing fruit. It appeared that it was that time of season for the fruit to be on the tree. So they have the outward appearance, but there is nothing else there. They're just
all right,
proclaiming and professing, but not possessing. So in this manner, the fig tree is symbolic of someone who professes something and do not possess it. Hallelujah. So we have to be careful how we look upon things, stand what the word of God is saying to us. It takes me back to where Jesus said, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. So if we abide in him and his words abide in us, we can ask what we will. So this brings me back to where Jesus began to encourage his disciples and wanted them to know that God specializes in things impossible with man. He said to them in the 22nd verse, and Jesus answering said unto them, have they pointed out what happened to the fig tree? In the 23rd verse, he said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. And many people find it hard to believe, find it difficult to believe that if they asked it the way Jesus described, it will be according to that word. As he said here, you just have to speak the word and according to your unto you. In the 24th verse, he said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them. You have to believe that you receive the things you desire when you pray. And he said, and ye shall have them. So do you believe what Jesus said? It's important for us to have faith in God. Amen. It's important for us to understand that when we are facing things impossible with man, we can have faith in God and believe him according as the scripture says, and ask it in the name of Jesus. And whatever things we desire when we pray, we can believe that we receive them and we shall have them. But we must have this faith according to the way Jesus described it, and that is without doubting in our heart. If you believe it and you don't have doubt in your heart, but you believe that those things that you say with your mouth shall come to pass. Glory to God, it shall be done for you. God will do it. Now, I understand that sometimes our faith is a little weak and we need the Lord to strengthen our faith. And I believe the apostles asked Jesus in St. Luke 17, verse 5. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. This is their prayer unto him. And Jesus did not forget their request. Glory to God. Even when they could not grasp enough faith to believe when he had risen the third day, he went in and he appeared unto them. Hallelujah. And when he spoke with them, he upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart. Why? Because they believed not those things of the ones who had gone to them and told them that they thought that Jesus had risen. They didn't believe it. They were hard. Their hearts were hard against that truth. They had this unbelief, but Jesus upbraided that unbelief. But they had already asked him. They said, Lord, increase our faith. And going back to St. Luke, that 6th verse, 17th chapter, verse 6, and the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Hallelujah. So let's put our faith, God. Somebody sang a song saying, God specializes in things impossible. He can do what no other power can do. Hallelujah. So let's have faith in God. Praise the Lord. Don't let your faith waver at all, but let your to the Lord. And if there's any doubt in your heart, pray and ask the Lord to remove that doubt, to take that doubt away. We are loaded daily with benefits from the Lord. But many times we're missing out on those benefits. Why? Because our faith is not up to par. And I was on the power prayer line Thursday night, and I had to stretch out on my face in a way that I hadn't used it before. And I meant times we do have to use our faith in a way that we've never tried before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in that situation, God began to move and to work things out. So we have to remember that God hears and he answers prayer, but a lot of it depends on us. We have to know that there's no doubt in our heart, that we trust God with all of our heart, and we believe that we have these things that we asked in prayer. Amen. So let's begin to speak even more things battling down here. The enemy is trying to overthrow our faith. Praise the Lord. But we must keep our faith in the Lord and keep on trusting him. Because when the Lord returns, he's looking for someone who has kept the faith, for someone who has faith at that time. Hallelujah. Praise God. When he appears, shall he find faith on the earth? Will you be one of those who kept the faith? Amen. Who did not doubt God? One of those ones that was able to overcome the unbelief and take God at his word. Hallelujah. Today, God specializes and things that are impossible with man. Mm. And we do face some impossible situations. Oh, glory to God. We face many impossible situations, but with God, nothing shall be impossible. We just have to have faith in God. And again, when Jesus encouraged his disciples, after they had said to him, these are the apostles who said to the Lord, increase our faith, in St. Luke, he said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, indicating that all it takes is a little bit of faith, just a small portion of so many things done. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. No sickness, glory to God, is too devastating or too far gone that God cannot heal. Thank you, Jesus. God can save anybody. Sometimes the enemy will plant thoughts in people's minds and make them think or even feel like they've done too much wrong, that they've committed too many sins, and there's no hope for them. That is
nothing but deceitfulness from the enemy. See, God specializes in things impossible. Whatever it is you're going through right now, whatever is happening in your life that you just can't seem to overcome, I want you to know that God specializes, hallelujah, in everything. And he has power to deliver your soul. He has the power to save you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You might be deep down into the muck and the mire, but God, he can reach way down and pick you up out of that miserable situation. And when he picks you up, he will make something beautiful out of your life. Glory
Hallelujah.
He'll clean you up. He'll sanctify you on the inside and on the outside. And when he has prepared you enough, he will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Lord. And he'll give you a witness to let you know that the work is done. Oh, thank you, Lord. He'll take away your sins and he'll uproot them out of your heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God specializes in things impossible with us. Just have faith in God. All you need is a little bit of faith. If you've been desiring to give your life to Jesus and you find that it's so hard to let go of the world, it's hard to let go of the things that you're so used to doing and the lifestyle that you're so used to and accustomed to, I want you to know that God specializes in all of these things, and there's nothing that our God cannot do. There's nothing too hard or too difficult for our God. He can do everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that if you will take one step toward the Lord, if you will let your faith reach out that far and just move and draw nigh to the Lord, he will draw nigh to you. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
Are you willing today to give your life to Jesus? You who don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, you who have not accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, are you willing today to come to the Lord and be godly sorry enough that you can repent and ask the Lord to take away your sins, hallelujah, and open your heart and let him come in? Are you willing to walk away from the world, to give up the world? Because Lord knows it's time now. This time is right now for us to prepare to meet our God. We have to be ready when he calls our name. We don't know the day and we don't know the hour. But Jesus is on the scene. And again, he's intentional. If you're listening to this broadcast, the Lord is speaking to you right now. The Lord's arm is outstretched and inviting you to come. This is your opportunity. Hallelujah. You can be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't want to be like that fig tree that was cursed and withered up forever, or like the branch that is cast forth and gathered up and cast into the fire and burned. You don't want to be in that situation. Praise be to God. But come to the Lord right now and give your life to Jesus. You might say, well, I'm just not ready. Ask the Lord to help you, because, again, nobody's ready for death, but it's coming anyway. You might say, well, I need more time, and I'm not ready to die, but it's time to get ready to die. Hallelujah. If you die now, die from your ways, die from the world,
You won't have to die anymore. But we all have an appointment with death. And you don't have any means of calling and canceling your appointment. That's an appointment that you must keep. Hallelujah. Ready or not, you're going to keep that appointment because it is appointed by God. Hallelujah, the Lord. So best to be on the Lord's side. It's best to be ready and prepared to meet your maker than to be caught off guard or caught at a time when you're not ready. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So now we're going to go to God in prayer, and we're asking the Lord to save your soul. It's time that everyone who doesn't know Jesus, it's time to come and get to know Jesus. Give your life to Jesus.
Amen.
Accept him as your personal Savior. All you need is just a little faith. If you have that faith, according to the way Jesus described it, you can come and be saved. You can be delivered. If you have a habit that you just can't break, if you're addicted to any substances or anything, God has the power to deliver you from the addiction. He can deliver you from sin. Hallelujah. And he wants to do it for you right now. Will you come in your heart right now? If you come to Jesus and you're ready to accept him as your personal Savior, just ask the Lord to forgive you. Be sorry for the wrong that you've committed against God and ask him to have mercy on you and forgive you and to take away your sin. And he'll do it for you. Hallelujah. Anyone who has a prayer request or a desire, if you have faith in God and you believe, let's go to God in prayer and let's believe together. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, oh Lord, we thank you right now for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for your grace and for this opportunity to come before you, Lord God. We humble ourselves, oh Lord, and we ask for mercy. Lord, while we're praying, look upon us, oh God, one by one and name by name. Lord, we pray that you will look on our heart and anything that's not right, be merciful and forgive us. Lord, please search us through and through. Anything in us that should not be there, take it away from us. Oh, my God, and make us all over. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, God, to cover us under your blood. Jesus, we are praying on behalf of those who have repented in their heart and asked for forgiveness, Lord, and open their heart to receive you as their personal Savior. Oh, my God, please abide in them. Go and take your abode in their heart. As you come, in the name of Jesus, save them, Lord God, to the uttermost, Lord. Fill their souls with the Holy Ghost, my God, and use them for your service in the name of
Lord
Jesus. Cover them under your blood, Lord God. Loose every shackle, my Lord. Break every chain in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of God be revealed. Deliver the souls that are bound up right now. Oh, Lord, you know all about it. You specialize in these things, Lord. And we're down here waiting on you. We're down here calling on you. Stop by, Lord Jesus. By and hear about us in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, God, that you will look on those on the prayer list. One by one and name by name. Touch, Lord. Heal and deliver. Oh, my God. Bring comfort and consolation to all the bereaved families, Lord Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Lift that heavy burden. Ease the pain of the heart. We know you're able, my God. We can't do nothing without you, Lord. We're waiting on you, my God. God. We're waiting on our breakthrough, Lord Jesus. We're waiting on a touch from you tonight, Lord. Oh, my Lord, move in a mighty way. Work wonders, oh God. We stand in need of miracles. We need doors open, Lord. We need the way to be made, Lord. We know that we can't do these things on our own or of ourselves, but, Lord, you specialize. And we believe, oh God, that we have the petition we've asked in this prayer. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We thank you. Oh, glory to you, Lord. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for your healing power. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For the saving of the soul, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you for increasing our faith. We thank you for blessing us today, Lord. We ask you to have your way. Take control, Lord Jesus. Lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. Show us the way you have us to go. And remember the church at large, our leaders, oh God. We ask you to bless our leaders and the congregation. Bless abundantly, Lord. You know just what to do. Give visions and revelation. Lord God, give wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word and also your will. Concerning your people, we know you have the power and you can do everything.
Yes,
we believe it right now. We count it as done, Lord. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to you.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Beautiful word. I just want to open the floor up. Savannah Maybell, you have remarks you'd like to give, and you are welcome to do so. God bless you.
I thank God for the message on this afternoon, and I thank God for the prayer. And I know God is a miracle worker. He a work.
Lord, thank you.
He said, I will work, and who shall let it?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. To me on this day.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Lord.
And I thank him for what he has done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. That message is true. God, he specializes. Oh, my God. And he knows how to work things out when it seems like you're going down for the count. The Lord is right there.
there to deliver, to step right in, make the way. I'm just thankful for what he has done. And I'm thankful for the word of God that came through Dr. Sheila Hameen. I tell you, God knows. He knows what his people is going through, and he knows how. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation that they may be able to bear it. And that's just what God has done for me. I thank the Lord for it. I'm very much encouraged, and I'm just thankful unto the Lord for how he worked this thing out. And I'm asking those of you that get a word of prayer through to continue to pray for me and continue to pray for this broadcast. And God is moving through this broadcast. It might seem like nothing is being done, but the devil is a liar. It is being done. God is having his way. Souls is being blessed. Souls is being delivered and touched by the hand of the Lord.
Amen.
So I want to encourage you. Dr. Sheila, I mean, keep on, keep on, keep on preaching the word of God, teaching the word of God, praying, allowing God to have his way in your life, and keep this broadcast going. And those, the listeners, we thank you for tuning in, and we encourage you to continue to listen in on the word of God coming through the woman of God. God bless you. Pray for me.
Amen. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. And again, thank God for the word and for that prayer for the anointing. Talking about God specializes in things impossible with man and encouraging us to have faith in God. And if any other clergy are on the line, if you want to have remarks, that's all right. But, you know, there are so many, they have faith in other things or other people, even in themselves and their own substance, but we have to have faith in God. And not only that, she stressed that we have to believe that we're going to receive the things that we're asking for. And then she made the call to Jesus, and it reminded me of the message that was preached on Friday, come to Jesus. So it was, everything was in it. So I tell you, this, the anointing was present, and I enjoyed the word of God and prayer, even in the beginning, the anointing and the prayer. So if no other clergy are on, I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Dr. Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you, my soul is stirred, and I thank God. Beautiful, encouraging remarks and exhortations and the things that God is doing. And I just thank God for all of you who've tuned in and continue to pray for us and support us. It's a blessing indeed, and we thank God for you. And you can spread the word, give the number out, and have others want to join in or tune in. Let them freely call in and also have them be blessed. You know, God has a blessing for everybody. So we can get the word out. The word can spread around. All are welcome. All are invited. You are welcome at any time. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I do thank God for this broadcast and for the move of the Spirit of God. And I'm asking you to continue to pray for me that the Lord will have his way in my life. It is my desire to do more for the Lord. So I'm requesting your prayers, and also let us continue to keep all the bereaved families in our prayers. And you know, many people are being affected by death, and a lot of people are going through bereavement. You know, it's hitting families all around. So we have to continue in prayer one for another and keep lifting up all of those who are on our prayer list, names called, names not called. Let's lift them up before the Lord in prayer. And before we close out, do we have anything in addition? But if not,
I don't think so at this time.
Amen. If not, at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. We look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will.
on Friday evening at 7 p.m., and that will be during the time of our annual convocation. The service will be streamed live on Friday night, so you can certainly call into the broadcast, or you can call into the conference line of Krishna Temple. Either way, you'll be hearing the service on Friday night live. Amen. God bless you, and good night.